Yeah, because all the conversation about what TJ Watt wants in a new deal, what Trey Hendrickson wants in a new deal, and likely both of them end up getting new deals before the start of the season. And so we're saying, like, what's that deal look like? And then we were like, wait, what's the numbers on Chris Jones again? Like, wait a second. As we were digging through it, this year, $23.6 million. He's 31 years old.
Okay, that sounds right.
And I also think he's going to have a bounce back season from numbers wise. I think if anybody watched the games, you recognize Chris Jones last year was getting double and triple teamed at times, and it was opening things up for other people on the defensive line. I think his numbers will spike. But did you know that next year, when he is 32 and it's the 2026 season, so next season, not this upcoming one, did you know his cap hit is $44.8 million? I looked it up.
That's quarterback money.
In 2026, his cap number will be higher than anybody other than about 8 quarterbacks in the league. And then Mahomes, they can restructure his, but his number.
So he'll be the highest paid non-quarterback? Oh, no, there was one more, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is the only other non-quarterback with a bigger cap hit next season than Chris Jones. I bring this up only like, are they going to be able to like redo something with that? Are they really going to have him at age 32 in 2 seasons or a year from now, taking up 14.6% of their cap? Well, the out is in 2027, $19.5 million is the dead cap,
which is a lot lower than $40 million. Although you're not going to get that. Is it just a restructure?
The final 2 years of his deal, $38 million cap hit, and then none of us ever think he's getting to the 2028. Year 44.8 at that point in time, but 44.8 is there. It is coming up in the third year of this deal too.
When you said that number, I was like, ooh. And look, I told you yesterday, I'm trying to not like, you know, like I understand that some of the numbers we used to get used to hearing, like this is his cap number, aren't as bad as they used to be. So like, I was like, is 44 million as bad as I used to be? But when we started looking at it and it's like, he'll only be behind Tyreek Hill and 7 quarterbacks, you're like, no, that number is untenable. You cannot pay Chris Jones $44 million against the cap next year, I don't think, right? So I guess the question is,
so what do you do with the deal?
Is he young enough? But that's the problem. He's not young enough that you just extend and continue down the road. They have never. They're the only team, and we can talk about this more at 11 o'clock. They are one of the very few teams in all of the NFL who has never gone the dummy year route. So they haven't just like tacked years on, because that would be the way to like pay Travis Kelce. Let's say if he wanted to come back for one more year in the NFL, you'd be like, hey, Travis, we'll give you a 1 year deal to pay you the $17 million you deserve, but we're actually going to pay you that over the next 5 years with 4 dummy years added. And then we'll know this is the year. I actually think what's important here is this becomes a big swing year for Chris Jones. You and I had said this for the sack numbers. It was important. But he can't roll out 15 games of 5 sacks again and then expect to get paid $44 million. I did not expect this to be a contract-defining year for Chris Jones, because the only way you can pay him $44 million next year, Gold, is if he's at least near-ish a double-digit sack guy. If he gets 6.5 this year, what's the justification?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
What's it the year after? Look,
the cap continues to go up, of course, at a crazy rate. You might get a new deal done with Trey Smith in the next couple of weeks. So that's going to, depending on how they structure, that's going to average out to around $24 million or so a year for the next 4, maybe 5 years. We all agree that once they get something done, assuming they do with Trey Smith, then Trent McDuffie is the next deal they need to get done. It's going to make him the highest paid corner in football. That's why you need to get that deal done before, you know, a Sauce Gardner type, for example. And so then you look at the potential cap hits. McDuffie, you can spread it out if you sign him to a 4-year deal, if it's not a 3-year deal. If you sign him to a 4-year deal, then you can spread out the money a little bit more and it's not as problematic. But the cap can keep going up, but you're going to have to, the solution to this is probably that next offseason, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes getting a new contract, and that his cap number will not actually be the 70-something million, and that's how they'll be able to stomach the 44.8 for Chris Jones next season.
Is this something that, so, can Chris ultimately, let's say Chris plays it out and the season goes as whatever, can Chris Jones say, no, you guys are paying me that money and I'm gonna be here?
Of course.
Yeah, but not that way, because he's got a 19. They can just cut him and pay the $19 million. They can save $25 million. Dollars,
so theoretically, if it came to that, if Chris Jones is like, nah, you're paying me my money or you're cutting me, then they could go that route.
Out, and over the cap and spot track, I'll give him a lot of credit for this. They put potential outs on each of their websites as kind of a good way of tracking, hey, if a team was trying to get out, this is what it would look like. Because the year after that, it's nothing. I don't think you'll ever see, and this is how contracts in the NFL work all the time. You very, 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 very rarely see the last year of the contract. An NFL agent once described it to me this way. A 3-year contract is a 2-year contract. A 4-year contract is a 2-year contract. And a 5-year contract is a 3-year contract, right? Like, we're essentially, those are the numbers we guarantee. And then getting to the other end of those years, you better really earn it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Because at age 34, he's a $44.8 million cap hit, but he's only $9 million to cut.
Yeah, I mean, nobody ever, remember when he signed this deal last year or whatever it was.
Yeah, nobody thought.
The last year was, no. Everybody knows he's not playing in under this deal in 2028 with a 44.8. But next season is not, that's always in play. So I think it depends on how much the cap goes up. What do they do with Patrick Mahomes' contract? Do they end up getting an extension done with McDuffie? Do they just go ahead and stomach the $44.8 million, or is there some type of maneuvering that happens?
I know they can
convert stuff. We've gone through this before, right? There's some dollars that can be converted to ease the cap if they're willing to as an organization. But in the same offseason that you're maybe going to be putting a ton of money aside for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, the problem is like you haven't paid Trent McDuffie. You still have to pay Trey Smith and Patrick Mahomes is next year. Yep. McDuffie might be this year, potentially, or like you're
looking even a little bit further down the line of we got a plan at what, like, do we want to pay one of the wide receivers that we have?
But the good news is on that, and Chris Jones, is those shouldn't overlap if you just play out the Chris Jones contract.
How many more years does Rasheed have? Two?
Yeah, two plus this year, so three total.
And so much of his is going to be dictated by what just happens off the field, too.
Or two, two including this year, right? This year and next year for Rasheed.
Well, when
Rice.
He's a rookie, he signed a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's this year included.
But as anything else, like a wide receiver pay based on where it's going, you could franchise him for 1 year. So you could buy 3 years of control with him. You're never franchising Chris Jones. You're never franchising, like, at least like the Trent McDuffie, Rasheed, the guys on rookie deals. You can still buy yourself a year of time if needed, similar to what they're currently doing with Trey Smith, although we still think they'll try to get a long-term deal done. That number is big enough that now I think one of the training camp conversations we'll be having is Chris Jones is going to have to prove to the team he is worth the money for next year.
Yeah, his is
this year has become a contract year.
The numbers need to increase, but I'll still say this. Anybody that watched the games recognize that the attention that Chris Jones was bringing each and every snap. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous at times. So, yes, I'm with you that you got to get back to double-digit sacks, get back to 12 sack range, 10 to 12 sack range at minimum. But a lot of it is, does he draw enough attention where it allows Karlaftis to have a massive season? Charles Minnie, who you know I think is going to have a double-digit sack season. If he does, it's going to be in large part because Chris Jones is out there garnering a ton of attention. What is the rookies, Jalati, what does he end up actually bringing, if anything? Norman Lott.
Those guys have to be good in order to move on from Chris Jones.
I don't think
there's any scenario where this is his last year in Kansas City.
I just think
they would have to restructure it, or they would go forward with a trade.
I think this is one of those things where because of this and finding this out essentially money-wise, I think more eyes might be on Omar Norman Lott as the season goes on. Like, can this guy actually fill the holes eventually, fill the shoes of Chris Jones if we were to cut him or whatever? If he wants all his money and you end up having to cut him, is he the goods or do you have to – do we already know what the number one pick is going to be next year for the Chiefs essentially? And it's like they got to go deep tackle.
Well, that's every year right now.
I think that's like finding out in terms of how the defensive line looks.
I have a solution for that later in the show, I think.
Early mock drafts are already out, and people have had the Chiefs drafting safeties and corners with their pick in the first round.
I like their corners. Mm-hmm. Safeties is kind of an unknown because we're going to find out if the young guys kind of work out in that regard.